I did a number of interviews, as Dave said earlier on the program. I did a number of interviews yesterday. And Bob, there was one question that kept coming up over and over again. I'd like to hear your answer. Pastors are struggling over this issue of securing their church. We need to do it. We need to protect our congregation. But the question that I was asked several times yesterday is this. We as pastors teach people to have faith in God, to trust God, to depend upon Him. Therefore, is having a security team in the church not trusting God or depending upon Him? I know what your answer is going to be, I think, but give it.
Absolutely not. I trust my Lord. I trust my Savior. I trust Him tremendously. I'm surprised that He would use me to oversee His flock. But He trusts me to oversee His flock. And that's a two-way street there. I am accountable and responsible. He tells me that I watch for their souls. That's a spiritual. But I also watch for their safety and well-being. And absolutely, I do not believe that is a lack of faith to have a conviction to protect the house of God. The house of God, I do not believe biblically, was ever meant to let the world in. Christ strikes out against that time after time. Why we have been conditioned, I do not believe we've been conditioned of God to let the world in the church. We're supposed to go out into the world with the gospel. It's not the other way around. We're not supposed to bring the world into the church. It is the other way around. So if we're being lazy and we're not going out spiritually to evangelize the lost with the gospel and the spreading of the word of God, and we think we can do it sitting in a pulpit and let them come to us, we're going to be found with egg on our face when we stand before the Bema Seat of Christ.